Okay, so now we're holding on base on the base. Mustafa's marked as base on the base. We're holding the second wide line in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Dalit Varim never be in the Bezaim. Yosef. Whatever you think you should do. I'm not telling you to do.
Are you talking to us?
Yeah, whatever you think you should do.
We're too loud,
we're not
too loud,
we'll stay here. You're
too loud? Yeah. Well,
let's
go
downstairs.
Sorry.
Fine,
turn around.
Dalit Varim Nemru be Edom Zayim. There were four halachas said by Edom Zayim. Right? Jason is going to tell me if I said any more. Dalit Varim Nemru be Edom Zayim. There's four things that were said by Edom Zayim. What does that mean? There were four things. A lot of cases of Edom Zayim. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means there were four cases, there are four exceptions to the rule of the regular cases of Edom Zayim. I mean, the four cases that that they said by Edom Zayim are out of the ordinary. The first one is the one we already mentioned in the Mishnah. Ein na'asin ben grusha or ben chalutza. The Edom Zomim do not become a ben grusha or ben chalutza. Right? If two Edom Zomim come and say that this person's mother was divorced and she married a kohen, so this person here is a chalal, we do not make them a chalal. We do not make the Edom Zomim a chalal, like we explained earlier. The ein golin la'ari mikla. The second case is that Edom Zomim do not go to Ari mikla, like we explained. If two Edom come and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon by mistake, and then it comes after Edom Zomim, we don't give them the punishment which we would have given to Reuven, we don't give them colors. They don't have to go to Ari Miklan. The third case, this is a new case. The Ein Mashlimin et HaKofer. Right? They do not pay Kofer. Meaning what? They don't pay Kofer means that, what do you mean they don't pay Kofer? It means, like we mentioned yesterday, what's the halacha of Kofer? Kofar is if Reuven's axe, which is already considered to be a habitual gore, and already hurt people three times or more, and now when it kills somebody, so Reuven is negligent for not watching his animal. He's very negligent in this case. Now this animal went and gored another time and killed somebody. So what does the Torah say? The halacha is, the Torah says the following. I'll read the pasuk. It says, "Im kofar yushat alav," if kofar is placed on him. So really, the pasuk tells us that he deserves to get killed. Really, the owner of this animal deserves to be killed. Why? Because through his irresponsibility, someone died. So if you kill somebody, just like if a Reuven would have killed Shimon, Reuven gets killed, right? So to hear also, since he was negligent, he should get killed. But it turns out, however, this case is different. Since it was your animal, we give you an option to redeem. The Torah said you could pay money. You could buy yourself out. Instead of you getting killed, the pasuk says, "Im kofar yushat alav." If kofar is placed on him, then the pasuk in Shemos pasuk parakhaf aleph pasuk lamed says, "V'natan pedyon nafsho," give redemption for his soul. Kachol asher yushat alav, like everything that's placed on him. So we're saying, so what's our story here? You have two edim come, right? Two edim come and say that Reuven's axe gored Shimon. Go two edim come and say Reuven's axe gored Shimon and killed him. Then it comes out that they're Edom Zomim. But another two Edom come say, you're with us. So you would think, well, halacha always is kasha zama. Whatever you plan on doing to him, we should do to you, right? So you would think, what we plan on doing to you, that you should do back to him. But we're saying over here, that's not the halacha. Halacha is, we don't give you kofar, right? Usually the halacha is, Reuven has to pay Shimon's family, let's say $50,000, right? So you would think Reuven should, now the witnesses should pay Reuven $50,000. Kazimar says, no, we don't pay that. You don't pay kofar. You don't pay the kofar payment. That is the third halacha. What's the fourth halacha? The ein nimkarim be'eved ivri. Also, you don't get sold as the eved ivri. What's the halacha usually by eved ivri? Right? What's the halacha of eved ivri? If we cut two edim cut the best, and let's say Reuven stole $1,000 from Shimon. Now we ask Reuven, pay up, say, I have no money. Check his bank account, there's no money there. He has no money. To empty your pockets, no money. So Reuven has no money. Usually what will we do? Say, Reuben, you stole from somebody, you owe the money, you got to pay up. You have no money, we'll sell you as a slave to pay back your debts, to pay back what you stole. Right? We'll pay your debts to pay back what you stole. That's what we'll say. However, let's say the case of Edom Zomim. Right? The Edom Zomim came and said that Reuben stole $10,000 from Shimon. Right? We come in, it's not true, they're Edom Zomim. Right? So what's the halacha? The halacha is we don't make the Edom be sold as slaves. Correct? So what happened over here? Two Edom came to Beis Din and they said, Reuben stole $10,000 from Shimon. Reuben has no money. So Beis Din already says, Hamad al-Din, Reuben, we're very sorry to tell you, but we're going to have to sell you as a slave. You already got to that stage in Beis Din. So we already passed on Reuben, he has to be sold. Right? So usually, what's the halacha of Edom Zomim? Whatever you want to do, we should do to you. So you would think that you should sell Reuben, also sell the Edom also as slaves. Why says no. The fourth, that's another exception to the rule. We don't sell the Edom Zomim as slaves. Even though we already gave the verdict on the person, on Reuben, to be sold. Right? That was that we were up to that stage. We don't say that the Edom should get sold. Fine. That's the fourth case. We should Rabbi Akiva, Amr from Rabbi Akiva, we say there's a fifth case. What's the fifth case? Even in the fifth case, they don't pay on themselves, on their own. Which means what? So Rashi explained, what does it mean you don't pay on your own? It means like this. Two Edom came case to Beis Din, let's say, and they said, Reuben owes Shimon $10,000. We saw Reuben borrow from Shimon $10,000 on January 29th at 11:31. That's what they said. They said at 11:31, we saw Reuben pay Shimon, borrow from Shimon $10,000. It comes out. They say, what do you mean you guys, you were sitting in Shir learning Makos? You were in the bank on that day. You were busy learning Makos and Shir, sitting there. You were learning Gemara in Chutzal Chesed. Two Edom come to the Edom Zomim.
So there's a case
where they actually return. And they already got Rashi. They already got Hosam. Rashi says. They already got Hosam. Rashi says. They come to Beis Din and they say, you guys, at least if you Rashi, it's a good question. Rashi says, for sure, Rashi says, according to Rashi, two Edom come to Beis Din and say, you guys were with us. It's not possible you saw Reuven borrow $10,000 from Shimon on January 29th because you're with us. However, there's two steps in Beis Din. So first, Beis Din said, you know what? Order in the court. Even though originally we said Reuven owes Shimon $10,000 based on your testimony. First of all, Reuven, you no longer owe Shimon $10,000. That original verdict is canceled. Step one. Good? That's the first thing they do. They say it's coming out. They were false witnesses. Now what's the next step Beis Din has to do? Since you're Edom Zomim, if they say, step two in Beis Din is that you witnesses owe Reuven $10,000, right? What were you trying to do? You were trying to make Reuven lose $10,000, right? So now comes the Beis Din and say, step one is, first of all, this that we said yesterday, Reuven owes Shimon $10,000, cancel. Good. Give everybody. That's all. Because it was wrong what we said yesterday. Good. But what's step two they have to do? Step two is to say, guys, you ate it very nice, you guys. You owe now Reuben $10,000. Right? We have to tell the Edom Zomim that they owe Reuben $10,000. Correct? What happened? What's the case?
Why did they owe Reuben $10,000?
Because they were the Edom Zomim.
Yeah, but why does Reuben now get $10,000?
Because that's Hazakah Shazam.
Nothing was stolen, right?
But once we have a Gemara Din, it doesn't matter. Once we have a Gemara Din, that's the whole Lacha Edom Zomim. Once the Gemara Din.
So this guy is an Obiya. He makes money.
Yeah, yeah, eventually.
I have to say that somebody stole from him.
Well,
and
as they were trying to kill, they didn't kill him. He didn't get killed yet.
Let's say a case of scrap. Or killed or stealing the case. Either if the guy already paid, then it's kasher also. It wouldn't work. Again, what's the story here? We have a case of a story of Edom Zomim. If two Edom come to Beis Din,
he doesn't pay. This is one of the exceptions where you don't give them what they did. So.
Now, hold on a second. Let's take it slow. True. But what happened to me? Reuben, two Edom come to Beis Din. They say, Reuben owes Shimon $10,000. We were there by the loan. Good, we saw the loan. Come to another two Edom and say, guys, you couldn't have seen that loan because you were with us. So what happened? First of all, Beis Din has to cancel the original debt that they said Reuben owes Shimon. Right? What happened? Day one, let's say on Tuesday, two guys come to Beis Din and say, we saw Reuben borrow from Shimon $10,000. So that's fine. So Beis Din, we have two witnesses. Beis Din gives a verdict. Dear Mr. Shimon, here's his verdict. You owe Reuben $10,000. That's the psak thing. So as of now, Beis Din was mechayev Shimon to pay $10,000. The next day, two Edom. So the next day, Shimon's all upset. He's trying to find guys. Don't know what to do. He finds two guys that say that were with Reuven. They were with the witnesses somewhere else. Guys come to Beis Din. They say, "Dear Edom," they come to Beis Din. They say, "These witnesses were with us yesterday on Tuesday. Right? So it can't be they said it. So Bessa says, you know what? It's true. Fine. So first of all, we have to take back our verdict from yesterday. Step one. Take back our verdict that Shimon owes Reuben $10,000.
So they're nullifying the verdict.
So nullify yesterday's
verdict.
They're
completely canceling it.
Good. Step two is make a new verdict that the Edim Zayimin owe Reuben $10,000. Because that's the halacha. Halacha is whatever you wanted to do to them, we do to you.
But right, he's saying this is an exception.
One second. That in a regular case of money, in a regular case of money, in a regular case, that's what happens. So Beth says do two steps. First of all, they have to say, step one is the original verdict is canceled, and they say, you know what, you were really Edim Zayimin, and therefore they say order in the court, stamp it, you guys are Edim Zayimin. And therefore, first of all, Shimon, the original verdict is canceled, right? Because you're stamped Edim Zayimin. And step two is that, by the way, now you Edim Zayimin, you owe Reuben $10,000. That's a normal case. Now what happened? These Edim, they know what's coming in Beth Din, they're sitting in Beth Din. And they're called in the Beth Din the next day. They know it's coming. They already know what happened. They see the other guys are with them, right? So Beth Din says, by the way, they work at the whole thing, order in the court. They say, stamp, you guys are Edim Zayimin. Fine? So now they know what's coming next. They know the next thing Beth Din's going to announce on the loudspeaker is, you two guys owe Reuben $10,000. So what do? They skip town. They run away. They run out of Beth Din, and they run off to the next town. Fine? They stay there for a week. After a week, they say, you know what? They hear a shmooze. Good to do tshuva. They want to do tshuva. They read Kana Emuna. They say, no, we got to do tshuva. So they say, no, we're embarrassed. We don't want to go back to our old town. It's too much gas. We'll start paying for a bus back. I'm happy in this town. Everything worked out for us. We made new friends here already. But we want to do tshuva. So let's admit in this Beth Din that invested in our old city. We became Edim Zayimin. But they never gave us, they decided we're Edim Zayimin. But they never told us that we have to pay Reuben $10,000. They never stamped that. So Kamei Rabbi Akiva says they do not owe Reuven $10,000.
If they go to another base, they didn't admit that they were.
Right. If they would be, Rashi says specifically to another base. If they would come to the same base and admit that we are Edom Zayimin and base already stamped us Edom Zayimin, they just didn't stamp us and didn't tell us we have to pay Reuven yet, then you would have to pay. But since they went to a new base, for some reason,
in Netanya,
and they got some, they picked up some sparks of holiness there and they started to do tshuva. So then, the halacha is they do not have to pay Reuven his $10,000. They do not have to do the halacha asher zaman. Why? We'll have to see in the Gemara later. Now we're just saying the case.
But
so again,
get lashes.
I'm not sure. Maybe. It could be. Back and forth, but the lashes, it's not so clear.
Okay.
So again, what's this case? Again, it's a little complicated. In a normal case of Edom Zayimin, what happens? Two Edom kind say, Reuven, we saw Reuven borrow $10,000 from Shimon. We saw Reuven borrow $10,000 from Shimon, right? That's the normal case. So usually, when another two Edom come and say, you're with us, you could have seen that loan, you're with us. The halacha will be that Edom owe Reuven $10,000. Good? That's the normal case, Kasha Zama. What you plan to do is unto you. Now, what happened to this story? Two Edom come to Beth Din on Tuesday. They say, we saw Reuven borrow from Shimon $10,000. Another two Edom come on Wednesday and say, you were with us, it can't be. Spencer, first of all, cancel the verdict that Shimon owes Reuven $10,000. And second of all, they're ready to say the next thing, and the guys run out the door. Before we told these Edom Zayimin that they owe Reuven $10,000, they ran out the door. They skipped town. They don't want to have $10,000 to pay, they skipped town. Fine. Now they go to another town, they want to do tshuva. See, even if they admitted another investment that they owe $10,000 for Reuven because they're Edom Zayimin, it doesn't help. They do not owe Shimon $10,000. Now it could be if they'll go back to the other city and the Beth Din will stamp it on them, fine. But in another Beth Din, for the fact that they admitted, is not good. If the other Beth Din calls them in and tells them, guys, we still have a verdict on you, fine. The Beth Din comes, it's fine. But from them admitting, it doesn't help.
Does the Beth Din that they went to and acknowledge and admit that they rating zoning? Nullify the first base thing that.
No, there's no anything. We're just saying, but to make yourself chayiv to pay the kasher zamam, you can. If you admit it on your own, you're not obligated to pay that fee to Reuven. We'll see why. That's the halacha. Wow. Fine. So again, so we said over here we have five cases where we don't do the regular rule of kasher zamam. What's kasher zamam? What you plan to do, we do back on you. So we have five cases, four or five cases.
Let's say the guys. Raising Zomim, hypothetically, and they decided to do Shuva during their Zima.
Before they got caught?
They admit inside court that they were caught before they got caught. Is there any Zomim, or is that Are they incriminating themselves?
So it depends when they admit it. I mean, yes, because what if they
admitted that we were not there, we made the whole thing up, you never stole.
But when did they
actually saw him steal?
But when did they admit this? Before Besdin realized?
Yeah, before Besdin.
It's fine, they'll do tshuva, so it's fine. It's not Edom's own. As long as only Edom come against you. Like, you can't do it on your own.
Real,
if you so you're admitting, you're admitting the whole.
Two Edom keep the whole on themselves.
Yeah, but they're just being fighting.
Does it have to do with when Yitzhak and Besdin is a Edom or not yet?
No, but he's saying they're Maida, so you can be Maida on your own. They're doing you on their own. The best that the Pesach was giving. They come and say, we're liars. We made it up the story. So we're happy. You don't, there's no Edom Zayim. You didn't get Huzam. The Edom Zayim is if you got Huzam.
Because they're sitting there scheming away. If they gave up their, if they gave themselves up.
That's fine. Do Chuba. We're happy.
They sat there holding in their own and actioning them, and then somebody else comes on to say.
That's when
they get caught.
Right, that's it. If they're doing Chuba on their own before they got caught. What's your, what, Yosef's scenario? In which scenario? Yeah, because you, if you admit it on your own, so you're good. You did tshuva before we made you do tshuva. You did tshuva, you're better off. First you said, hey, this is the best, and a lie. This guy, they came the next day, they admitted it. Much better.
They're not punished in any way?
No, apparently not.
Meaning, what's that? They're admitting for loisan.
They embarrassed the person, accused him of doing something.
And he can sue
them. He lost the day's work, he had to come to
court. Fine, you want to know that? That could be, that's a side option. But for the Avis itself, they don't get it. You're right, you want to side things that they...
It says in the Gemara, right? Person spits it in front of
you
and take him to court.
No, fine, you want
them by doing that, you can probably
fine, you're right. It could be for side things, but for the actual say Lucas, for the actual Eidos, for the testimony itself is nothing. It's not like you're getting kashas. No, fine, could be right. It could be if you could try to ask you for Nezek, there is bushes and embarrassment, there are different things that could be on fine, but we're not talking about that right now. Fine. So again, we have five cases, four, and we're curious of the fifth case, where we don't do the regular lacha kashas. Good. Now, let's see if the Gemara is going to go through each one step by step. Well, actually, before that, we have to see Rashi HaKadosh. So 14 lines from where the lines get narrow. 14 lines up from where the lines get narrow.
What's the heading?
Ve'ein mishalmin kofar. Ve'ein mishalmin kofar. So we said you do not pay kofar, right? That was our third case. So Rashi spells out the whole story for us. That's how I know the story from Rashi. If they said Eidah's testimony, Beshor Hamuad, on a shor which is already habitual,
Gor.
Shahara, now what happened? Shaharageta Adam, killed a person. Vehuzmu, and now what happened? They got Huzam. Two Eidim came and said that their Eidim's on me.
Two more came and two said more come, that
are Eidim's on me. Perfect. So Vahayum Chavirat Habaylan, Kofar. So really, the original person, like the Reuven, would have been obligated to pay the Bailam, the owner of the animal, of the Bailam, kofar, the chtiv im kofar yushatalam. So they would have to, so v'imachayvin et ha-Bailam, kofar, we would obligate the Bailam, meaning the owner, the Baal, the owners of the animal, kofar, to pay kofar payment to the family of Shimon, who got killed. The chtiv, like the Pasuk said, right, in Shemot Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed, im kofar yushat alav, right? V'chulu etc. The pasuk says, im kofar yushat alav, if kofar is placed on him, natan bedyon nafshi, he has to pay redemption for his soul. Chalashe yushat alav. So we say that you have to pay redemption. So that was the third case that we said it with here. So even though usually Reuven would have to pay Shimon's family $30,000, the Edom Zomim do not have to pay Reuven this $30,000. That's the third. That was the third case. What was the fourth case? We said, you don't sell the Edom Zomim as the Eved Ivri. Let's see Rashi, what's that case? The Einim Karim. Im he'iduhu shaganav. If, let's say, they testify that, let's say, Reuven stole money. The Einlo Malishalem, he does not have with what to pay back. The Gemar Dino, and it has to be the case specifically that there was already a Gemar Din, Limacher, that Reuven should get sold already. Like the Pasuk says, in the car, now I told you, get sold in his stealing. If a person steals, they have no money. So he got sold. So we're already at the stage in Besdin, there was already a Gemar Din, there was already a verdict that Reuven, the stealer, has to be sold in order to pay back $10,000 to Shimon. Right? So again, what happened? Two Edom come to Besdin and they say, Reuven stole from Shimon $10,000. Good? Now what happens? We say, Reuven, pay up. What's the problem? Reuven has no money to pay up. Right? So what's the halacha? Halacha is you got to sell Reuven. So Bezna said, order in the court, stamped, Reuven has to be sold. That's what they said. Now, another two Edom coming running in and say, by the way, you Aiden, that you said that Reuven stole, you, it can't be you with us somewhere else. How could you say Reuven stole you with us? So what's the halacha? We do not sell the Edom Zonah, right? What did the Edom Zonah want to do to Reuven?
Have him lose money.
Have him lose money, but what came? What was the, what came out of that? That he ended up being sold, right? Because if he was a stealer, he had no money to pay back. So they, in essence, caused him to have a verdict to get sold. So you would think whatever you want to do, to plan to do the other person, should do back to you. So maybe we should sell the Edom Zonah. If they, what did Edom Zonah want? What did Edom want to do to this guy? What were they trying to do to this guy? They said Reuven stole $10,000 from Shimon. What do they want to do? They wanted Reuven to pay $10,000 to Shimon, right? But what really came out of that? Since he didn't have money to pay, he's going to be sold. But since the Gemara Din, there was a Gemara Din, there was a final judgment, investment, a verdict that said he has to get sold. So maybe, do whatever the Edom wanted to do, we should do to them. So maybe what should we do to them? Maybe we should sell them? Because the Gemara says, no, Chiddush, no, we don't sell them. That's the Gemara's Chiddush. I said, no, we don't sell them. It's another case scenario where we don't do the regular Kasha Zama. We'll see why. Fine. What's the next case? Let's see Rabbi Kiva's case. What does Rashi say? In Mishalmin al fi atzman. You don't pay yourself. So Rashi says the case like I said. Like also what you wanted to know. If you see Rashi, like Rashi says the case im huzbu. But Rashi, in Mishalmin al fi atzman. 6 lines from where it gets narrow. 6 lines off. Rashi says, im huzbu bebestin. If they already got huzam the best, I mean they already made Edom Zonah and invested. The law is speak Baal Din that Baal Din did not have time lahamidan b'din to stand them in a judgment al hazamatan on the fact that they were Edom Zonah ad shebarchu until they ran away. So before we had a chance to put them on trial to say you Edom Zonah or Reuven $10,000, the Edom Zonah ran away. Uba'u b'bestin achah, they came to another bestin. For Hadua, they admitted shows move a best and plenty. They admitted that they got huzam, that they became Edom Zonah in a different best. Well, come on, mefarish taima. And later on, we're going to explain the reason why not. Again, so what's the third? Again, so let's repeat again. We came out here. We have 5 cases where we don't do the regular halacha of Edom Zonah. We have 5 cases, right? What are the 5 cases? Right, we said we have 5 cases.
Grusha
and Chalutza. Who's the second case?
Two of them. First two are the Mishnah.
Good. First of the Mishnah are Ir Miklat. Good.
That one and Ir Balad Kol, right? City of Refuge.
Good.
The third one is
Kofar.
Good. Kofar. Yaakov says Kofar. Good.
Fourth one is
what's the fourth case?
The servant.
Reb Shmuel said the servant getting so you servant. Don't get sold as a servant. Even if that guy wasn't saying, with the fifth case.
The fifth one is Rabbi Akiva, if they go to another Beit Din and admit that they were co-conspirators. And they were guilty.
Right.
I have a question. Why do we say 4 cases and then bring a fifth? How does that occur in the Gemara?
That's Rabbi Akiva.
To bring 4 and all of a sudden the fifth comes in, why? It wasn't fine?
No, the Pasha of Tanakam says 4. The Rabbanah say 4. Rabbi Akiva comes and says, by the way, I have a fifth case. The Gemara said, we have 4 cases. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva, I even have an extra case. But we said 4. Rabbi Kiva said the fifth one.
So do we count 5 altogether?
According to Rabbi Kiva. Depends who you hold like.
He
doesn't hold to the fifth one. Because we're going to see in the Gemara, well, why? Meaning, there's a place to argue on the fifth case. Meaning,
so we do we say 4 or 5, or do we say 5?
They throw it out.
4 or 5. Fine. So say 4 or 5 cases.
The submarine's calling.
Fine, let's see the Gemara. Let's see back inside. Let's see the Gemara. Five lines at a time.
Yes, sir.
What's today?
5 lines from the bottom?
5 lines from the top.
From the
shoes. Ring, ring.
Fine. Let's see 5 lines from the top. So the Gemara is going to go through case by case. You don't become a Begrusha Bechalutza. Why? Kada amra in asa magush ba chalutza. Why? Kada amra, like we said already. You don't become magush ba chalutza. Kada amra, like we said. I mean, like we mentioned in the Mishnah. The ain, like the Gemara already explained. The ain golin la'arim mekot. You don't go into golas la'arim mekot. Also, kada amra, like we already said, the Gemara already explained, because the pasuk says who. Said who Yanush, only the person who kills by mistake goes to Galus and not the Edom Zayim. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to try to understand the third case. Ein mishalmin et ha-kofar. We say here you don't pay the kofar. Why not? What does the Gemara say? Because Kasabri, he holds kufra kapara. He holds kofar is a kapara. What does that mean? That means he holds the kofar payment is a kapara. Vahani and these people love p'nei kapara. They're not p'nei kapara. So what exactly that means, let's try to understand. Right? Now the Gemara is going to go further into understanding. It's kapara, it's not a kapara, it's a machlokes, it's about it. Gemara is going to come, it's not a machlokes. Gemara in the end is going to come in, everyone agrees kufr kapar. Now what in the world does this mean, that kufr is a kapar? So let's see Rashi. Two narrow lines up from where it gets wide. What does Rashi say? Kufr kapar. Rashi says, kufr is a kapar. L'chaper, to bring a kapar al zeh shaharag shorot ta'adam. To bring a kapara, atonement, for this person that his axe killed a person. What does the next Rashi say? The Hani and these people laugh and a kapara, they're not sons of kapara. They don't need this kapara. Why? Shelo harak shoram adam. Their shor never killed anybody. So what's this Gemara trying to say? What the Gemara trying to explain? Why, by Edom Zayim, why do they not have to pay kofar? Why are they offering kofar? Why are the Edom Zayim not paying kofar? That's the Gemara wants to know. Why are the Edom Zayim not paying kofar? So again, what was the story? Leave it. Again, what happened about kofar? So what happened about kofar? What was the story again? Reuven comes, two Edom come to Beis Din, the first set of witnesses come, and what do they say? What happened? Reuven says, tell us the story. What happened about kofar? What's the story?
Somebody's ox killed somebody.
Two witnesses come, and they say,
This Shor Muad killed someone, meaning he was warned already three times he killed someone.
Good.
In fact,
it comes out
that that didn't actually happen.
Good.
So the question of the Gemara is, do the Edom Zayim now pay kofar? So that
to who?
According to what?
Who
to
should they pay?
The owner of the Shor.
Oh. Because why? They will why? Because that's Kasher Zama.
That's exactly what they wanted to do to him. So that it's being done to them. So the Gemara says, that they're not bnei kapara. What's that mean? It means that their shor didn't do anything. Meaning, when it says that to pay kofar, it's talking about the bala shor, and they don't fall into the category of bala shor.
Oh.
They're Edom Zayim, so you can't do exactly kasha zayim in this case, because kasha zayim would be to the bala shor, and they're not bala shor.
Oh, so
it's,
right.
So it's a little, it's diverting from the original kasha zayim, and they can't fully do it, so they don't do it. That's why, in this case. Yes, no.
I think Gemara is a little different. I hear you, Pshat. I'm saying Gemara and Rashi say a little different than the last step you said. You said good. So say it over again.
Because it's not a kapara for them, so you don't do it.
So I'll explain. There's a shaila like this. Here's the question. Why in the world, if Reuven's animal killed Shimon, why are they paying his family $50,000? Why are they paying? On a simple level, you could say, maybe, kofar is a monetary thing. It's a compensation. Kofar mamayim.
It's not.
You could say kofar, it's called kofar mamayim. Like kofar is, it's just money. It's a monetary thing. Right? You could say it's a monetary thing.
That's, so to speak, the argument of the Tanakh. I mean, it's not. Right?
Perfect. Good. Now you said everything good. I should like adding a little. So simple chat, you understand. Why is Reuven, you would think, Reuven, you let your ox loose. You owe Shimon's family compensation. Their father died. You got to pay. You know, you got to pay some compensation. Pay $50,000. That's you can understand in a simple way, right? So if that's the case, right? So if Edom Zayim tried to make Reuven pay $50,000 compensation to Shimon, so then you should say what you want to do to him, what you plan to do. You plan on making him pay compensation. We should do back to you, and the Edom should pay Reuven $50,000. Because that's if it's my mind.
You're saying too.
If it was
mine. Depending on what I said, it's not because you can't do it all the way. It's because the only reason of kofar is for kapara.
Chon.
It's not for mamona. So if they don't need a kapara, then there's no need for kofar kapara.
Perfect. Chon. Perfect. So again, so if it's a compensation, So if we wanted to make Reuven pay Shimon's family $50,000 compensation, so what should be the halacha? If you're Edom Zomi, what you plan to do to him, we should do back to you. So the Edom Zomi should pay $50,000 to Reuven, right? What you plan on making him lose $50,000, then you lose $50,000. Good. However,
but if there's no kapora, atonement, then they need to atone.
Good. But if the whole reason why he's paying $50,000 is atonement, what in the world does that mean? It means like this. The pasuk says, really, if Reuven's shur, his ox, killed Shimon, really, Reuven should get killed. It's almost like Reuven. Reuven's irresponsible. Like, he took his gun, he pulled the rifle. Oh, it wasn't me, it was my gun. You let your ox out. You know your ox is a wild ox. You're responsible. Just like when Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven gets killed. Here also, really, the pasuk says, Reuven should get killed. That's Allah. However, the Gemara says, if Reuven has an option, he should buy himself out. If he buys himself out, if Reuven buys himself out, then if Reuven buys himself out, then he could just pay kofar. Which means, if he's not paying a compensation to Shimon's family, the reason why he's paying is not a compensation to Shimon's family. So why is he paying? He's not paying for compensation to compensate Shimon's family. He has an issue with Shemayim now. He killed somebody, and the Shemayim, they tell him, you're chai, misa b'dei Shemayim. We really want, you really deserve to get killed. You did a very bad of here. However, if you want, you give it pidyon nefesh. Right? So the reason why Reuven is paying to Shimon's family $50,000 is not because he's paying compensation. He doesn't owe their family anything. You know who he owes to? To Hashem. Hashem says, you killed somebody, you have to do tshuva. But I'll give you a way to do tshuva. In this case, the Torah gives a specific prescription how to do tshuva. You know what the tshuva is? The tshuva is to buy yourself out. Pay your value to... Now, who do you pay to? Haven't the Torah said these guys are almana now? Pay it to that family. Just like you go to a tzaddik, somebody you give a pidyon. Why are you giving a pidyon to that tzaddik? What are you giving a pidyon for? Why do you give money to that tzaddik? It's a pidyon on my nefesh. Oh, you give me a pidyon on my nefesh. Since I do averus, and I'm chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Shemayim, the chayim misa, they want to do things. So I'm giving money to buy myself out, so to speak. The Torah says, give tzedakah, and that's what buys you out. The power of tzedakah is like a tshuva. Right. Tzedakah takes it for months. So we hear the Torah say, you know what? You're giving $50,000. Right. What happened? Reuven's ox killed Shimon. Right. You know why you're paying $50,000 to his family? Not because you're paying compensation. Your $50,000 is not making them happy. They want their guy back. They would rather have Shimon at $50,000. However, it's your way of doing tshuva. Really, what you need now is a kapara. You need an atonement. Reuven, you were negligent. You need atonement. And it happens to be the prescription for their atonement is give $50,000 to Shimon's family. That's just your prescription. But what do you need today? The fact that you don't need to pay $50,000 compensation. You're in desperate need, a dire need of a kapara. The way you get your kapara is by giving his family $50,000. So what comes out? When two Edom come to Besdin and say, Reuven's ox killed Shimon. What are they really testifying? You know what they're saying? What's their testimony on a simple level? They're saying Reuven needs a kapara. Two Edom come to Besdin and say, Reuven's ox killed Shimon. Right? Are they saying therefore Reuven owes his family $50,000? Is that what their Edom is saying? No. It happens that that's what comes out. They're saying,
according to
some, in kapara, they're saying, according to the Shita, they're saying, Reuven ox killed Shimon, and therefore, what we're trying to tell you is he needs a kapara from Shemayim. Right? Then it happens to be Besdin takes it into their own hands, which means Besdin needs to make this guy pay Shimon's family $50,000, right? But what was their edus? That's the thing we're saying. What's their testimony? Their testimony is he needs a kapara. His ox kills somebody, therefore he needs a kapara. Because that is what kofar means. Now it happens to be Besdin knows what the psukim say. Besdin knows the prescription. Besdin knows the way to get a kapara is by paying $50,000. So if you always do to the Edom what they try to do to him, So Rabbi Yossi, this is the punchline. Rabbi Yossi, so what were the Edom trying to do to this guy, right? You always do to them what they wanted to do. What did they want to do to him?
They wanted to give a kapara.
They wanted to tell Besdin this guy needs a kapara. Nachon? So if they told Besdin this guy wants to need a kapara, so what do you want to do, Kasher Zaman back? Tell back. Listen, tell them back you need a kapara. But that doesn't make sense. It was a spiritual thing.
They're uncovered now. They need a kapara.
But no.
Around what?
Yeah, but
it should work.
Yeah, but
according to what you say.
Yeah, but you're not to they need a whole different compartment. They're doing Edom Zayman. No, but not to pay $50,000. The Torah only gave you the prescription to pay $50,000 if you're Edom Zayman.
We don't know it's $50,000 or whatever.
No, because it's the value of that person. No, because you in Zayman, there's no such prescription in Torah. Torah doesn't say prescription in Torah is you have to pay for the amount of your soul in the case of Zayman.
Like you said before, the Eidim come and bring this person on a simple level. They're doing it to bring him a kapara. So they're saying, we see that Reuven needs a kapara right now.
Good. Okay? Now,
so now, why can't you do Kasher Zalim? As soon as they are found as Eidim Zalim,
good.
Now, you guys need a kapara.
Fine. Now, but
on what?
One second. Good, but the Torah doesn't. Good, but now, what type of kapara do they need? The Torah doesn't
give you one. We never said 50,000.
Fine, but the Torah doesn't give you a prescription. So that guy will do his own tshuva. Meaning, we said really the way
you're
they
saying the kupa kapara is placed upon the shor muad naga.
In this case, on the guy, on the owner.
You don't see kupa kapara anywhere else.
No, and the fun. Fun. 100%. It's a chiddush. Oh yeah, obviously it's a chiddush. It's a knas. Fine, it's a knas. Where the knas? It could be. It's a chiddush. The Torah says, but over here we said this guy needs a kapara. Now, happens to be. In Kofar, the Torah says the Torah gives best than a prescription has guy needs to do tshuva, right?
Yeah.
But by Edom Zomim, there's no prescription. It usually says the prescription usually is when you're Edom Zomim, the prescription usually is what you want to do to him, do back to the Edom. That's the prescription. So in this case, it was a spiritual thing. They were saying testimony, this guy needs to do tshuva, right? Yeah. So very nice. Best that should announce in the last speaker, now you guys need to do tshuva on your own affair.
Right.
But the way Rashi says, there also it's harder because it has to be a kasha zomim, like you said. What you told this guy, he needs to do tshuva on his ox killing somebody, right? So Beth has announced in the last week or back, you need to do tshuva exactly the same on your ox killing somebody.
Right.
Not on your Edom Zayman. It's not Kasher Zamam then.
Right.
Kasher Zamam is, you told this guy he needs to do tshuva.
So like I said before, you can't do Kasher Zamam.
Also, therefore, so you get, so therefore you can say if you don't get, so therefore you get nothing. Maybe you'll get malchus. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a hard concept.
You can't do Kasher Zamam all the way, but the kapara that they require has nothing to do with the kapara that...
It's a whole different thing. It's a spiritual thing. That's the way they explain it. Rabbi say, you were going to say klape shemayim, this guy needs to do tshuva. That's what I came to say. On his ox scoring somebody. So what do you want to tell them back? Klape shemayim, you need to do tshuva on your ox killing somebody. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, v'hani la b'nei kapara ninu, look at the first Rashi, the first wide line. Rashi said, they're not a b'nei kapara, they don't need a kapara on killing. Shelo harak shoro adam. Their ox never killed anybody. See Rashi?
Yeah.
Meaning, what do you want to tell them?
Right?
The one before, the first Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi says, V'hai lab nei kapara ninu. Rashi says, why? Why can't you go, Shelo harak shoram adam? Their shor never killed anybody.
Right.
They don't even have a shor. Yeah. So you're telling Kasha, do Kasha Azam. You can't do, what's my whole thing? The whole edus is, I'm saying that this guy in Shemayim needs to do tshuva because his axe killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, do it fine. So do that back on me. Your guys, you know, best is Kasha Azam. Your axe kills me, you need the tshuva. I don't have an axe. What are you talking about? I don't have an axe. So therefore, there's no kasha zama. That's the Gemara saying. It's thief. Meaning, I explain with you the way it's a little bit the way the Achrenim explain it. It's a hard concept. Saying, you know, in Achrenim on this thing, page to page in the back of the Rishonim, Achrenim had it. This is at least what Rashi says. So the Gemara is saying, well, so bottom line, what's the Gemara kind of saying? Why can't you do kofar by in a case of a case when I tell, say, a guy's axe killed somebody? Because you can't do kasha zama. Because what's the whole thing I was trying to do
like
to
him?
But why? Why can't you do Kasher Zamam?
Because
we break it down. The whole thing I want to do to him, I wasn't trying to say he owes Shimon's family $10,000, $30,000, $50,000. I was trying to say he needs a kapara.
On this.
On his ox killing somebody.
And now the fact that Eidim Zomim needs a kapara, it doesn't matter on what, it doesn't...
translate back.
Right.
You can't translate. You're saying, it happens to be they need a kapara for something else. Fine, but that's not this case. That's not Kasher Zamam. So I merely can't do it.
Why would a person want to accuse someone that he needs kapara b'dei shemayim?
Because it could be really they knew that best in step two is they knew the next thing best then will do is they'll make him pay $50,000.
The only way he could get him to pay money was by saying
you
need kapara.
So that they knew best in how best in work. Could be they knew best in step two was going to be they'll charge him $50,000. They knew it. That they really wanted him to lose. But the question is, what was their edus? It's true that step two, you're right. Rabbi was asking it, what came out of their testimony is you Machayim. It's true. But in step one, their edus itself was saying they owe $50,000. Stop up here. But meaning step two was, I thought he was there. So meaning it's true, they knew that step one. They knew that what's going to come out will be that I'll have to pay. But that wasn't their edus. Their testimony is this guy needs a kapara.
What if the person that you have to pay let's say the guy who died doesn't have a family. Is there a special thing that the money would go to?
What's going on over here?
I don't care.